Hey guys, 欢迎大家来收听潘吉典礼告诉你 It's me, Spencer.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, good looking, how are you?
我是 Jenny, 那今天开言英语呢就要跟大家讲一讲英语里面怎么叫帅哥美女而且是当面的 right? When you're、saying it to their face.
When you're saying it to their face.
对怎么样称呼帅哥美女才最贴切啊、因为这个真的是像现在在国内嘛比如我去吃饭什么、或者什么
美女帅哥
对就是大家口头禅一样就这样叫但是在英语里面好像这样有时候会挺危险是吧
Yeah, unless you're at Hooters.
猫头鹰餐厅
是啊
不知道这家餐厅的朋友可以在大众点评上搜一下它的特色
是上海有啊
有对
我没去过 but I know it's here
好那今天呢大家不仅可以跟我们学到实用的英语也可以学到一些中西方文化的差异然后包括西方的一些 social etiquette 社交礼仪好那希望大家在听我们节目的之余呢可以关注我们的微信公众号因为我们公众号里面有更多精彩的英语学习内容然后呢你还可以给我们留言就是把你想听到想学的主题留言告诉我们、我们的公众号呢就叫做开言英语开放的开
语
言
的言
诶 Spencer 可能很多朋友觉得西方人比如美国人总的来说还是比较思想比较开放 open minded、然后就会觉得很惊讶说是吗你连美女都不能那样直接叫 why is that
well yeah I guess、你要看我们是怎么开放的 because like before like let's say like 30-40 years ago I mean even less but like to say hey beautifula lot of women might think this is a little 大男子主义的那种 it's kind of machismo it's kind of pig-headed to call a woman you know by their looks you know
pig-headed 猪头
是啊
就是就是你说
objectifying right
啊、没错 objectifying 物化
yeah so yeah it's kind of a sensitive area here I mean for example if you're in the office you definitely don't want to like go over to your coworker Judy and just say hey beautiful can you copy this for me you know
诶我看那个之前看美剧 Mad Men 那个时候因为它的故事发生在50年代和60年代女性还是特别被其实在职场上受到性别歧视、特别被 objectify 物化、然后呢男的就是称呼女他的女同事什么都是 hey sweetheart、你感觉叫你小甜心 sweetheart 好像挺开心的 but you know in the professional work situation、was you know putting myself in their shoes 我觉得 that would make me feel notcomfortable not very respected、right?
yeah and it's just not it's not good behavior in the workplace especially
对职场上面啊、我们现在我觉得还是跟大家讲一讲怎么可以当面就比较恰当的来称呼美女和帅哥啊、我觉得今天我们所有用的这些称呼呢第一就是你可以 you can say it to their face 就是当面的、不是说形容一个人啊、他很美他很帅那样啊、然后第二呢很多我发现都是 these are all adjectives 都是形容词、however they're used as nouns
yeah that's right that's right
但是被当作名词使用、
that's right so for example if you wanted to say you know hey 美女 you know、you say hey beautiful、right you could say that to a guy too it'd be kind of weird though you'd probably say hey handsome a lot like 帅哥
对我觉得我们先说美女然后再说帅哥、
好
吧然后呢我觉得 hey beautiful 这个含义啊其实它可以是很harmless 对啊、很 innocent、很无辜的就是一个友好的一句、but it could also be romantic
yeah I mean for example if you're like 异性朋友 like your friends even if you're not dating you know you're just regular friends you might be able to call your girlfriend not girlfriend
female friend
yeah your female friend you could even call them beautiful hey beautiful if you're 很亲密的 you know if you're close
对就是 if you know each other
yeah.
但是我觉得完全陌生人的话呢还是不要
有点 risky
对有点 risky 就让人家感觉You're trying to just pick them up. It's a pickup line.
Yeah, I've definitely used that one. Well, I mean, get right to the point. You know, you see them at the bar, you're interested, go on over and say, hey, beautiful, can I buy you a drink?
但你很阳光了，所以你说这句话一点都不油腻，不危险。 好，那除了 beautiful 以外呢，另外也有一个形容词，这个用法和 hey beautiful 差不多。And this one is?
What, gorgeous?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like gorgeous. Actually, gorgeous is like even more beautiful than beautiful.
对, like very stunningly beautiful.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my god.
She's so gorgeous.
Yeah, like, she's hot.
你更直接，可以直接说 hey, hottie.
Yeah, no, you hey hot stuff.
Stuff 不太好吧 Stuff
是啊
你更 objectify 了
Yeah but I love it when ladies come over and say Hey hot stuff Can I get a drink off you?
叫帅哥可以叫
是啊是啊是啊 Actually hot stuff is hot
like
stuff
Like 小鲜肉
So yeah hot stuff That's definitely more fitting for a guy than a girl For sure
是帅哥、小鲜肉那种对吧、好但是我觉得有一个词有一个叫法它是两种性别你可以用在女生身上也可以用在男生身上
Oh, good looking, maybe
对、
yeah.
是吗
You could do that Gorgeous you could as well
Gorgeous, 对知道是就是那种特别像、I don't know, Ryan Reynolds、Ryan Gosling
If he's just a really stunning man You know, you could call him gorgeous
年轻时候的 George Clooney
现在呢不 gorgeous 吗
也是就是现在就是更成熟嘛
yeah,
是吧
yeah, yeah. He's got that mature look going on
对所以 good looking、把两个非常简单的英语词放在一起 But they actually it's one word、当中有一个那个、There's a hyphen
Yeah that's right、
然后呢它也是一个、adjective 形容词 Someone is really good looking、但是呢在这儿也是当成名词使用、Hey good looking
Yeah that's right So you say hey good looking
好那我本来是想说美女和帅哥分开来嘛但后来录的时候发现好像讲到美女就很自然的讲到帅哥所以前面你已经跟我们讲了一些帅哥的叫法一些称谓但是我觉得我们还是从最基本可能大家都知道的那个词开始说吧。
Yeah, so handsome, of course.
Handsome?
Yeah.
Adjective, but you can use it as a noun.
Yeah, so hey handsome.
Hey handsome.
How you doing, handsome?
I'm so glad you said that 因为我们所有的例子好像都是 Hey beautiful
yeah,
Hey
yeah,
handsome
yeah, yeah.
我想除了 Hey 还能怎么说
yeah,
所以可以说 How are you doing handsome
Yeah you can say How are you doing handsome How are you doing gorgeous、yeah.
Morning Good morning gorgeous
yeah, yeah morning gorgeous
对好 Handsome 我觉得还是比较怎么说 It's very neutral And it's a Yeah pretty safe word、
yeah.
Right
I mean honestly I mean I'm notTrying to say that women are more sensitive than men, but I don't think you ever hear a guy complaining about being complimented on his looks from a lady.
对，因为就是在大多数的社会，男性和女性的地位还是不一样，是吧？所以你说女生可能就是会更加敏感一点，不喜欢被物化什么的，应该和那个也有关啊。
Yeah.
好，那我们再回到帅哥吧。除了 handsome， 还有你刚刚教我们那个 hot stuff 小鲜肉，我觉得 hot stuff 好像听起来，就有点，其实是有点太 objectifying， 太物化了吧
？Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really.非常直接 It's like really direct And it's pretty objectifying
我觉得这个千万要慎用啊Please be very careful using it Nonetheless, it's good to know 就是虽然使用的时候你要很小心但是知道它的意思学到一个新词还不错啊
That's right And then so another term that's like really close to hot stuff would be stud
Stud, S-T-U-D
Yes, stud
Stud我最开始学他的意思就是像我们女生戴耳环嘛，那个 studs。
Oh, those studs.
就一粒，比如一粒珍珠，一粒钻石。These are studs， 不是一串儿东西。
Yeah, no, this stud actually comes from like the horse, like the
马。
Yeah, the like when you want to breed horses, to have the best horses, you use the stud, the strongest, the fastest.Horse is like the stud.
Okay, 就是它还有一个意思，就是那个，一匹最好的那个，
对，就是也最
血统最好、最纯正的男性的马，是吧？
熊马。Yeah, so he's the stud. So if you call a guy a stud, that's where the term comes from.
Okay, 这样的。好那说完了很常用的一些美女和帅哥的叫法之后呢我觉得最后我们还可以说说另外一个 就是用数字来形容一个人的外貌啊、嗯、不管是女生还是男生、嗯、这个就是 you don't say it to their face, but you commonly say it to your、嗯、女生的话就是 your BFF 闺蜜、yeah. 男生的话也是特别好像在酒吧里啊 yeah, yeah. 或者什么走进来一个漂亮的女生、yeah. 然后这两个男就会说 oh she's a 10
yeah、he's only a 6 I don't know I don't think I can yeah
所以这里的数字这些 numbers 好像就像 score almost、mm. right points
yeah no it's exactly it、yeah so obviously a 10 you're a 10 out of 10
所以这个是 out of
perfect
10 on the 10 point scale、mm-hmm. 以十分作为满分的、mm-hmm. 所以就是说 she's a 10 or he's a 10、mm-hmm. 就是你说的完美 perfect
yeah、pretty much your looks are perfect anyhow
那这个是像你说的只是 looks、mm-hmm. 外表吗、mm-hmm. 还是说比如啊我跟他相处一段时间我觉得他的 whole 就是 he's the full package 性格呀各种各样
well you know I mean、the numbers hereFor the most part, just, 就是关于外表。
外表比较多。
Yeah, 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 but like, I mean, if your looks are like a 10, but your personality is a 2, then, you know, then I don't know, it won't last long, right?
对,是的,是的。
But if your looks are an 8 and your personality is like a 12, well then you're amazing, right?
爆表了 12!
是啊。Exactly.
那这个用法呢,我觉得其实是很口语,很地道啦。Mm-hmm. 但是大家要注意一下,就是你一定要在那个分数,在那个 number 之前加一个 up。Mm. He's a 10
yeah, right,
She's
yeah.
a 10
yeah.
不是 He's 10
yeah,
She's 10
yeah.
那个、
no, 不是不是
以为你在说年纪呢
Yeah, sure yeah, no, no.
10岁8岁
Yeah,
no.
so A 10 A 2 A 6 Whatever、yeah.
好那你前面还教我一个除了用直接用数字还可以用和钱有关的吗
Sure、So dime
Dime 不是 10 cents 10美分
yeah.
一毛钱
Yeah So I mean it's really just on the 1 to 10 scale
啊所以它就是一个 dime, D-I-M-E, 十美分、mm-hmm. 所以它就是代表十分的意思。
Exactly, 没错。
So you can use it, like...、
I mean, for the most part, I mean, I guess maybe girls use it for guys, I'm not sure, but guys, when I was young, we would definitely use it for girls.
How
oh, she's a dime.
Oh, she's yeah. a dime.
Yeah, it might even say she's a dime piece, but、just say she's a dime.、
Mm-hmm. 好然后你说还有一个叫什么 two nickels equal a dime?
yeah, so that's kind of a joke.Like, how is she? He's like, ah, she's a 5. He's like, ah, don't worry about it, man. Get another. 2 nickels equals a dime.
天哪，这太不好了。
Yeah, but it's just kind of a joke, really.、Mm. Yeah. But yeah, you would never say, like, you know, 除了我刚才说的那个例子之外, you won't say, oh, she's a nickel.Mm, we never, yeah, or, oh, he's a penny, he's a one. No, we just dime, you say, just for a 10 out of 10.
好,那今天呢,我们教了大家,就是你可以怎么形容一下, hey, gorgeous, hey, beautiful, mm-hmm. hey, good looking. Mm-hmm. 然后呢,但我发现做这集节目还有一个很重要的是,你学的这些说法和意思啊,但是千万 be careful, using them, mm-hmm. 特别是 in the workplace, mm-hmm. 职场上面千万不要看到一个女同事 hey, beautiful.
Or especially if you find yourself at the Women's Rights Day parade, I don't think you want to go throwing that.
人家三八妇女节女权主义活动你不要去 hey, beautiful.
这开玩笑 Just kidding, guys.
对对,还是其实真的看场合很重要
yeah, exactly, that's right.
好那也希望我们开言英语带给你的节目包括我们的会员课程除了教你英语的用法更能带给你就是后面它怎么用、嗯、然后后面这些、文化的背景啊、好那感谢大家的支持和收听那有什么问题呢欢迎大家到今天推送的留言来、问我们然后也别忘了开言的会员们除了听我们的节目也学习每天发布的会员课程那如果你还不是会员的话呢先来尝试一下啊我觉得还是要找到就是适合你自己的英语学习方法英语学习内容是最重要的、那我们当然也希望我们轻松实用的这个内容和教学模式能很适合你好请到我们的微信公众号来了解一下然后呢在公众号升级一年也有最优惠的价格只要
629。
629，你没有 tune out 啊？
没有
放空吗？
没有，一直在听你的。
你是一个 diligent stud，
<Yeah.
笑>认真的帅哥。
you're right about that one, Jenny.
Focused. Okay, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
再见。I'm searching every corner for my lost heart and soul. Now give me that slow, no one smile. Like someone who